From the moment that I was able to talk, I started lying. And from the age of 1 to 16, there was no subject too trivial to lie about that I couldn't soar from. What time is it? I lost my watch. Oh, I didn't really lose my watch. It was stolen. Yeah, I know who stole it. It was Don Kalchuk stole it. We were in gym class at the time, and he was by my locker room, and I saw him by the locker room. He saw me see him, and he took off. I was wearing my sneakers at the time, so I was able to chase him. He got into this cab in front of Miss McCrum's class. I leaped onto the back of the yellow cab. I was holding onto the spare tire. The cab was going 30, 40 miles an hour. I started pounding on the window. I said, "Come on, Kalchuk, you son of a bitch. Give me back my watch." The cab turned the corner on Notre Dame Street. I went flying off the cab. I skinned my knee really badly. You might have noticed I was limping as I came up here. Anyway, I don't have the time, Mrs. Kalchuk. Like that. Now I can't go to school the next day because Kalchuk is waiting for me. Don Kalchuk is a Ukrainian, and his left ear alone is 6'2". All this, and I don't even own a watch. Now I have to tell my parents something because I'm going to skip school the next day. But my parents were intelligent, enlightened people, and they accepted me for exactly what I was, a punishment from God. Now this went on from 1 to 16. When I was about 16, somehow I became converted to the truth. But by now, everyone else was lying. And also, new problems faced me. Because now, the last thing that my family wanted to know about me was the truth. I was in university now, and now I was determined to communicate. I would try and explain my lifestyle to them, and that was as simple as explaining alternate side of the street parking to a cranberry. But in a family, you see, we all make adjustments. When I first moved to New York, my mother came to visit me. And I was living with my girlfriend at that time. My mother looked in the closet and saw my girlfriend's clothes. And she went back to California and she chose to tell her neighbors that I was a transvestite. But you know, I think I'm giving you the impression that I think about my mother a lot. I don't think about her that much. I have the occasional dream, as we all do. I'm in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I'm on this gigantic luxury liner. There's no one on board the entire ship except me and my mother. We're in this grand ballroom. We drink seltzer from Jeroboam's. We dance till dawn. I'm 3 and she's 52. We walk to my stateroom, and I'm just about to get her in my crib